Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Welcome, people and porpoises, friends and fish, to another episode of Tales with a Whale. With the only big blue whale slash marine biologist turned marine podcasting host, me, Betty the Blue Whale. I'll be your MC of the evening, if MC stands for massive cetacean, because as a blue whale, I am the biggest creature to have ever lived. And when I say biggest, I do mean the biggest. For instance, the biggest elephant on record weighed a whopping 24,000 pounds, but your average blue whale can weigh up to, get this, 330,000 pounds. That's nearly the same weight as 14 elephants. Now, regular listeners of all our series here at Go Kid Go will probably know me from my time spent with those aquatic adventurers Xavier and Atlas on the Whale of a Tale series. Well, now I have my own show, and every week we bring you some fantastical facts about everything from flukes and flippers to other fascinating finds in the ocean. And every Friday, we test your knowledge from the week on our weekly underwater quiz fest. This week, I'm joined in the famous underwater studio with the All Clam Jam Band and my top pal, Bubbles the Seahorse.
Well, howdy, partners. Y'all ready for some questions? I know I sure am.
Me too, Bubbles. But first, I have a question for you. Do you know why whales swim in salt water? Because pepper makes us sneeze. No? Okay, well, I thought it was funny. Let's get to some real questions then. Everyone ready at home? Let's get started. Question one. What is ambergris? A. An ocean flower. B. A type of coral. C. Something that grows in a sperm whale's intestines. Or D. Something shiny. And the answer is C. Ambergris was originally thought to be some magical substance, like solidified seafoam. And in the 1800s, it was used for perfumes and other luxury items. But scientists now know it's a substance that grows inside of a sperm whale's intestines. Crazy, right? Question two. How often do dolphins need to breathe? A. Every 15 to 17 minutes. B. Every 20 to 30 minutes. C. Every 30 to 40 minutes. Or D. Every hour. And the answer is A. Dolphins need to breathe every 15 to 17 minutes, which means they've developed a really cool skill. They sleep with one eye open. Better not try to sneak up on them. Question three. What is the name of the zone of the ocean where there's no sunlight? A. The coastal ocean. B. The dark ocean. C. The twilight zone. Or D. The midnight zone. And the answer is C, the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone is the zone just deeper than the coastal ocean, where the sun doesn't shine. Spooky. How's everyone doing so far? I bet you're doing great. So let's keep going. Question 4. What makes a fish a bony fish? A. They eat other fish. B. They have cartilage in their skeleton. C. They have bones. Or D. None of the above. And the answer is C. Bony fish are, well, full of bones. This is unlike cartilaginous fish, who have skeletons made out of cartilage, like sharks. Question 5. What is one of the biggest bony fish in the world? A. The big bony fish. B. The ocean sunfish. C. The ocean moonfish. Or D. The ocean freshfish. And the answer to this one is B. The ocean sunfish is one of the heaviest bony fish in the ocean and can weigh between 545 and 4,400 pounds. Question 6. Despite their large size, what do ocean sunfish not have a taste for? A. Jellyfish. B. Crustaceans. C. Squid. Or D. Humans. And the answer to this one is D. Ocean sunfish love to snack on jellyfish, crustaceans, and squid, but humans are not on the menu. And despite their large size, ocean sunfish are gentle giants. So if you ever have the pleasure of swimming near one, give them a friendly wave. All right, everyone, final question. This one is a tough one, so think hard. The Twilight Zone is one of the most important zones in the ocean because it accomplishes this function for the rest of the planet. A, it makes everything hotter. B, it provides a place for sunlight to go. C, a biological pump keeps carbon dioxide from entering the Earth's atmosphere. Or D, it makes sandwiches. And the answer to this one is C. The Twilight Zone is a fascinating place where sunlight doesn't reach, but even still, it is chock full of ocean life that is living and breathing every day. The migration of ocean life each night from the Twilight Zone to the coastal ocean causes the ocean itself to take its own kind of breath. And that breath keeps carbon dioxide trapped deep down, preventing it from heating up the Earth's atmosphere. The biological pump of the Twilight Zone is one of the most mysterious and interesting processes in the ocean and on the planet. And scientists are sure it plays a critical role in keeping the temperature of our Earth livable for all creatures. Well, that concludes our questions. Now it's time again to add up your scores and see how you did. Give yourself the title of Junior Underwater Explorer if you scored 1 to 3 points. If you managed 4 to 5 points, well, then you've earned the amazing rank of Leader of the Deep. And all those who got 6 or 7 points, then you can all crown yourselves as official Masters of the Sea. Congratulations to everyone who played.
Well, I bet we got a lot of Masters of the Sea this week.
I bet you're right, Bubbles. But whatever title you got, as long as you're thinking about the ocean, then you're a winner in my book. And don't forget, listeners, if you like the show and are looking for more great programs, check out all the other cool shows we have available at Go Kid Go, wherever you get your podcasts. There's always something new and exciting to check out. That's our time for the day. Thanks for joining, everyone. So long and happy swimming.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.